At 6:30, it is clear, 63 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Oklahoma lawmakers take up passenger rail. An interim committee held a study on ways to enhance passenger rail service in this state. Oklahoma City Democrat Forrest Bennett requested the study and was pleased with the outcome.
Focused on Oklahoma City to Tulsa, connecting Tulsa to Oklahoma City to Lawton, Oklahoma City to Wichita and Newton. We just looked at what options are out there for us.
The committee will take the gathered information and draft any possible legislation for the upcoming session. A lot of shaking last night in Oklahoma. Just before 9:30 last night, a 3.9 earthquake was reported between Ponca City and Medford. That quake was felt here in Tulsa, but no damage has been reported. Tulsa wants to be in the hunt. Amazon has announced it will spend $5 billion to build a second headquarters location. Mayor Bynum says Tulsa would like to be that spot. Meanwhile, new jobs from a new company are coming to Tulsa. Covering that story this morning is KWGS intern Faith Greenhagen.
The Greenheck Group begins work on its new manufacturing facility between Tulsa and Owosso. The company makes industrial kitchen ventilation systems. The firm expects to begin its Tulsa operation with about 75 employees. The company says it will expand. They hope to begin production in Tulsa next summer. Faith Greenhagen for KWGS News.
Hurricane Harvey has taken the life of a former Tulsan. Officials say the body of 48-year-old Jill Rennick has been found. She was a management member with the Omni Hotel Group in Houston. A Jinx man is killed in the parking lot of a Broken Arrow Walmart grocery store. Broken Arrow Police spokesman James Cook says this is BA's first homicide of 2017.
The course of the investigation led them to determine the two men had met there at the Walmart location and expected to make a transaction of a small amount of narcotics.
The victim was 27-year-old Dylan Parker. Police are holding 25-year-old Caleb Lee. The store is at 61st and Lynn Lane. A woman released from the OSU Med Center overnight apparently needed a ride, so about 3 o'clock this morning, she decided to help herself to an IMSA ambulance. Those ambulances all have GPS systems. She's now been admitted to the Tulsa County Jail. In sports, Union beats Jinx in the Backyard Bowl, the final last night, 59-40. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice, a high today of 85, clear, cool tonight, 61 for an overnight low. Right now here in Tulsa, it is clear and 63. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.